for you, I would imagine the last year has been interesting, to say the least. You always seem to make things interesting. Why today to make this announcement? When did you come to the realization this is what you wanted?
Well, this is, life is very interesting. I always have fun with it. And I do it with a smile on my face. And today, the reason, I wanted to announce my retirement is because I feel like, the only reason I'm retiring is because I didn't get picked up. Let's be honest. But also, I do understand where I'm at. I'm very aware. And I'm at that position where, there's a lot of things in life that I really am ambitious about that I've been neglecting and holding myself back from full ongoing into. And because that's of my dedication and commitment to this game that I so love. And by announcing that, I'm doing it in such a way that's, one, is humbling. I get to stop and remember the history of being a little six-year-old kid, overweight, chubby, asthma, that y'all know that story so well that I've been able to share with y'all, that he got to live his dream. It's not every day you can ask a kid that's six years old and say, what you want to do when you get older? And you talk to him at 32 years old, and he tells you that that's exactly what he's been doing. And because of that, I'm full. I'm complete. I'm humble. I have no regrets. If I could rewind a tape, I'd do it the exact same way. I don't have any days where I wish I would have worked a little bit harder. I wish I would have ate right. I wish I would have studied more. I did everything I could. And so because of that, I'm humble. And I obviously want to retire as a Giant. Because I feel that's where I've made my staple as an NFL player, both on and off the football field. And the history that this organization has and to be a part of that is very rewarding, and it's something I'm going to cherish for the rest of my life.
What's next for you?
What's next? Oh, man.
He's not holding you back, so where are you going?
Now, it's a lot of stuff. I mean, you got to know me here, and I'm an audited deck. I love learning. I'm always picking up new things. But what's next? Obviously, I'm not going to dismiss that I'm going to be eventually looking for my wife one day. I'm not going to dismiss a lot of things. But acting is going to be something that's in the arsenal. Writing books is something that's in the arsenal, is in the works. Potentially this dance I fell in love with is something that I will continue regardless of where I'm at. I actually led a dance class 2 days ago, so we can always do this. So, as far as potentially commentating, poetry, I'm going to start taking a little bit more serious. I get to pick up new quirks along the way that I'm sure I can't even explain them all. But I'm a true lover of life. The Rashad Jennings Foundation is something that's stapled in my heart. And playing in the league, I've been blessed to play 8 years and create a great relationships through the NFL and also the NFLPA. And one thing I wanted to do with the foundation is leave behind a legacy, and that's to give players, active players, ways to give back to their hometown without having to be there. And so the foundation, through the Reading Challenge, we're working to get in all 32 cities, and we're about in 15 right now, active players. So that's something that I'm leaving behind and we're going to continue to pursue with. But listen, the future is big and it's bright. I know it is, and I'm happy to walk into it and see what God has in store.
You know these players so well and what's gone on with this team in the last couple of years. What's the biggest challenge for this group to turn it around and get it right?
The biggest challenge for this group to turn it around and get it right is simply coming together and finding ways to get more points than your opponent. I mean, this game is never going to get any more complicated than that. It's putting more points on the board. Now, how do you do that, I think, is a better question. And that's everybody being in sync. And I think this organization is so great and historically known for getting guys in sync. I mean, they've done it time after time after time. And listen, we are all, myself included, every man and woman that's been a part of this organization for a day or for 30 years has only been part of this organization to help him move forward. People come and go. People always are going to come and go, but the objective is never going to change. And that was the very first thing as a player here that Coach Coughlin actually told me face to face. He said, faces may change, but the objective never will. And that's what this organization is about. So all of us, including myself, as I move on, always going to be a part of a giant, but I was only here to help him move forward. And I know this organization is going to move forward.
So did the objective get lost? What happened?
The objective? No, yeah. The objective can't get lost.
But I mean, what happened? What caused them to kind of not to be it like the Giants have always been as an organization, with the confusion, miscommunication?
For that, because I'm not
weird thing.
Right, no, totally. But for that, I mean, I wasn't here this year, mm-hmm. so I can't really speak, to anything that happened this year. I only can speak to when I was here, if that makes any sense to you.
Go ahead. You said you're retiring because you didn't get picked up. How much did you feel you had left? How much longer would you have preferred to play if you had a chance?
I think my mark was 10 years. I think that would, everybody wants to play 10 years. That's just kind of when you come in, your dream and hope. But for me, I still could play. I could play right now. You know, I'm not out of shape. Don't kid yourself. I don't get out of shape. But I also understand, I'm a realist, and I get the perspective and perception, and I get how the boards go and the meetings, and, you know, you think about finances. There's a lot to go into it, and I'm just being very honest with myself and understanding where I'm at in life, and I think it's time to let it go.
Did you have any conversations with any teams or any nibbles that you thought maybe there's a chance here?
Yeah, at the beginning, there was conversations, and as players were injured throughout the course, there was conversations, but no one ever pulled the trigger, obviously, and I'm okay with that. I get it. I have no bitterness or ill will towards anybody. I feel like playing in the NFL is an opportunity, and I have mine.
You talk so much. Go ahead, Jordan.
How well do you think the move turned out for you? I mean, you were a free agent. You came here. You got a chance to be the starter, and obviously all the things that come with being around here in New York and this area. How do you view that move?
Sorry, say it again.
How do you view the move? Like, when you were a free agent, you decided to come here.
Oh, yeah.
And, got a chance to be the starter and everything that kind of comes with it.
There's a lot that it comes with playing football here, you know, and being a starter here. You know, you're in the mecca of everything. You know, everything you do can and will be held against you, good and bad. And that's the beauty of it, man. It really is. And, you know, you got some of the best fans you get to play in front of. You get to be a part of a historic organization. And to be a player here and a starter here, you carry a lot of weight. And for myself, you know, I never was a player. You know, I took people under my wing, you know. When Paul Perkins was backing me up and then became the starter, you know, I was his number one fan and pushing him. You know, Darkwood was somebody that trained with me in the offseason. You know, I have a great relationship with every single player, and I never put myself above the team.
Best move you ever made, John? I mean, because you got a lot coming here.
That's your question. Yes, for me coming here, yes, that was the best decision I made as far as my football career and coming here as a free agent. Absolutely. I fit the ambitions of this organization so much on and off the field. And I'm humbled that I get the chance to actually say I played here and I get to retire as a Giant.
This time last year, all we were talking about with you was about playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out now your last game in the NFL is your first and only playoff game. Does it take away from the accomplishment because of what happened on the scoreboard and the way it went down, or do you look back on it and remember it for what you thought your first playoff game would be?
Definitely. As a player, when you look at it, in playing the game for 8 years and never making it to the 17th game, it's disheartening because you lost. Now, as you retire and move on, you're always going to look back at that as an accomplishment. it is not easy to make it to the postseason in the NFL. And so, you know, saying that we made it to the 17th game, we made it to the ball, we just didn't dance that well. And I got to go somewhere else and dance well later. But, you know, I'm always going to have a great taste in my mouth because of that experience and all the guys that I did that with.
Rashad, understanding that you weren't here this year, are you surprised by how quickly things unraveled with this team?
The beginning of it?
I know you weren't here last year, but knowing what you know of how last year went, are you surprised that this year turned out the way it did for them?
Yeah, this team is so great. The players is in the locker room, and the leadership that's in place. I think myself and everybody else and all the players as well had higher expectations for themselves and what they were able to do on the scoreboard and with the win column. And it's unfortunate because it's not showing up. But I do know the guys in this locker room. And I do know the talent that's in this locker room. And I know the work ethic, and I know they're frustrated. But I know there's no quit in them. And I also know they're going to keep on going out there and fight. But as far as, you know, I wouldn't use the word, I don't like using the word, like, surprise that much. But, you know, sometimes things happen. And it's not anything, I can guarantee you this, it's not anything anybody's proud of around here. And I'm sure moving forward that's going to be the objective to change that.
You knew McAdoo and Jerry, you know, Jerry signed you and Ben's coached pretty much the whole time here. What'd you think when you heard that?
When I heard the news, I didn't have an initial response other than, man, you know, you never know what's going to happen inside the organization. You never know what people feel that what moves need to be made. And, you know, so I obviously do know this. Again, going back to what I said, every single person in every position that's ever been part of the organization only had one objective, and that's to move this great football team forward. And that was Ben's objective, and so was Jerry Reese.
Rashad,